welcome to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a Gainesville-based law firm specializing in personal injury cases and criminal defense cases. We have been practicing in Gainesville since 1971, literally 50 years of existence here. We also have offices in South Florida covering the entire Tri-County area, from Miami-Dade through Broward through Palm Beach County. And we have an office where we've been for 43 years in Ocala in Marion County, and now a brand new office in Lake City up in Columbia County. My name is Chris Qualman. I am the Chief Investigator and Major Case Division Manager for the firm. And I could not be happier than to be joined by a partner and owner in the firm, Carrie Meldon. Carrie, how are you today?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing great. It's a little chilly out here in North Central Florida. However, it's a change. It's kind of a change of seasons for us. We don't get this very often, being from the great state of Florida. So I'm trying to enjoy it in my sweatshirt and my sweatpants.
Well, it's definitely a hard freeze, as you heard on the little weather snippet before we went on the air. It's going to be a hard freeze in the mid-20s tonight. So everybody get your plants in. Get your pets inside no matter what. Let's take care of those animals. Get your pets inside and take care of all the things you need to take care of. Check your faucets. Check whatever you need to check, because it will be one of the coldest nights we've had in a long, long time here tonight. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to say a few things about this program today. We have an interesting, very special topic. It's going to be a criminal law topic. We're going to be talking about a very important aspect of criminal defense law, and that is Miranda warnings. What do the Miranda warnings truly mean? No better person to talk about that than Carrie, who has been, prior to working as a defense attorney and a personal injury lawyer, was a longtime, very successful prosecutor in the 7th Judicial Circuit in Daytona Beach. Before we get to that, just a couple of things we want to get out of the way. First of all, we want to urge you to call, okay? This is your radio show. We want you guys to call us. Make sure I got this number right, because sometimes I get it wrong. 1-877-978-9522, or do I have that
wrong? It's 1-877-985-9825.
985.
Or 975-9825.
All right, so we're going to get this real clear. 1-877-975-9825. 1-877-975-9825. If you call and ask Carrie and myself a question, you will get a free Meldon Law tumbler, mug, call it whatever you will. These are the best hot, cold mugs I've ever had. I'm not kidding. Every time I've given one to somebody, they say I use it all the time. So you're going to want one of these. If you don't have one already, call. If you do have one already, call. Give it to somebody as a present. So we want you to call and talk about our topic that we're going to get to in just a second. Want to wish the Gators good luck today. We play basketball at 4 o'clock against Oklahoma State. Is that right, Carrie?
That's right. The men's basketball game is at home today in Gainesville. It's at 4 p.m. versus Oklahoma State. The SEC is having an intra-league rivalry set of games today versus the Big 12. And the Gators take on Oklahoma State. So I think we're favored by a few points, and we'll see if we win.
I hope so. The team's been a little up and down this year, but that's always exciting, always a very aggressive defensive presence for the Gator basketball team. And let's see if we can sink some threes today and pull that off. A couple of giveaways we have coming up, Carrie. Our marketing director, Charles Rickey, who does an outstanding job, huge shout out to you, Charles, just texted me before we went on the air. We've got three big giveaways, and the way to get these tickets, as I understand, Carrie, is you go on our Facebook page, the Meldon Law Facebook page, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So we've got Ole Miss, the Mississippi, Ole Miss Rebels, February 5th. We're giving away four tickets. That's right, four tickets on February 5th at the O-Dome at the O'Connell Center, UF versus Ole Miss, and a $50 Harry's gift card.
What sport is that?
Basketball. Yes, that would be important to say. Men's basketball. So we've got men's basketball versus Ole Miss on February 5th. We've got men's basketball versus Georgia against our arch rival, the Bulldogs, on February 9th. Same thing. We're giving away 6 tickets both nights, a 4 and a 2. With the 4 tickets, we're giving a $50 Harry's restaurant gift certificate. With the 2 tickets, they get a $25 gift certificate. Then we've got Gator Gymnastics against LSU on the 11th. What a team that gymnastics team is. 4 tickets with a $100 Harry's gift certificate. 2 tickets with a $50 gift certificate. Bottom line, lots of tickets being given away. The only way to get them is to go to the Meldon Law Facebook page and apply for the tickets. And we'll have lots more coming up in the spring with Gator Baseball. Carrie, let's get right to the topic, the Miranda warnings. Why don't you, for the benefit of the listeners, explain what the Miranda warnings mean and what they don't mean?
Well, one of the things that we wanted to do this year on Law Talk Live is to try to maybe expose some common misperceptions about the law. Perceptions that may have been built, you know, via media, via film, via how people, you know, talk about, you know, what they believe is the law, what they don't believe is the law. And, you know, it's funny, the more that we have digital information out there, it's great because people get exposed to a lot more topics, but there's also a lot more misinformation that I've found when people ask me about certain things. So the series of this year that we want to try to expose is our common misperceptions about the law and or just interesting topics. We were talking before the show that in the future weeks we'll reveal to the audience what happens if you get divorced, who gets the Dodds.
We
have those questions all the time. But today the question is, what is the Miranda rights and really what do they mean? You know, how do police use them? Because I was telling Chris before the show that I was watching a movie called 21 Jump Street. It was actually the remake of the original TV version involving Johnny Depp. The movie stars Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. And in the beginning of the movie, they're bike cops after they recently graduated the police academy. And they see some drug dealers in the park. They take their bikes and they chase down the drug dealers. And they end up arresting one. And Channing Tatum totally screws up the Miranda rights. You know, the Miranda rights, you know, you have a right to remain silent. You have a right to an attorney. Anything you say can and will be held against you in the court of law. And then there's a couple other words. But essentially what it's stating is your constitutional rights to remain silent.
Remain silent.
Yes,
sure.
Your constitutional rights to be able to retain an attorney, which are written in the Bill of Rights. You have that right to an attorney.
Sure, Sixth Amendment, to counsel.
Right. So you have a right to counsel in the Sixth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment's your right to remain silent.
Sure.
So those are inalienable rights that are given to every citizen of the United States, and that's what the Miranda rights, that's why the Supreme Court advised the police officers that they have to advise people who are arrested of their Miranda rights. Now, the question is, if the officers don't read you the Miranda rights, does the arrest get thrown out like it did in the movie 21 Jump Street? Channing Tatum screws up the Miranda rights, and he has to go in front of the police chief back at the station, and the police chief says, you screwed up the Miranda rights, and we're going to have to let the drug dealer back on the streets. When we come back, we're going to explain why that movie was not accurate.
Gee, a movie is inaccurate. I can't believe it.
What happens when the officers do not read you Miranda rights?
Stick around. It's a great question. You're listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. Please not only stick around, we want you to call us. Call us with your questions for Carrie Meldon and myself. Our number toll-free, 1-877-975-9825. Just by calling, you will get for free a Meldon Law Hot Cold Tumbler. It's a great mug, got the Gator logo on it. You'll want one of these. We'll be right back.
Hey, Gator Nation. I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most.
Welcome back to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. Jeffrey Meldon has been practicing law in Central Florida, North Central Florida, for 50 years exactly. He was honored by the Florida Bar last fall for his 50 years of service to the Florida Bar. And we are very proud to have a brand new office in Lake City in Columbia County, along with our other offices in Marion County and South Florida. So we truly are a statewide firm. We handle personal injury cases where persons and their families have had their lives overturned, turned upside down because of the negligence, carelessness of another, whether it is a motor vehicle crash, a big truck crash, a slip and fall case, trip and fall, whether it's an animal bite case. Carrie handled a case about a year ago with somebody hurt at a concert. So we've handled those type things, unsafe security issues and things of that nature. Please give us a call. There is no cost for an initial consultation. You don't need to call anybody else. We handle injury cases, and we do it very, very well. But today we're talking about another area of our practice, which is criminal defense law. Carrie is a former prosecutor with the 7th Judicial Circuit. And Carrie, it's really, I was thinking about this on the way over. We've got you, we've got Ian, we've got Tanner Demery, all former prosecutors, and now we really have some horsepower. We brought in Yolanda Means from the Public Defender's Office, mm-hmm. So I know that the Criminal Defense Department is something you're very proud of.
Yes, I feel like our Criminal Defense Department at Meldon Law is second to none, and we've got some incredible talent in that department, and added years of experience. So when you have great talent, you have people that want to win, and you have experience both in the public defender's office and the state attorney's office, I don't think you can ask for a better combination.
You can't. And I think the fact that all four of you have had experience in the state agencies, you having been a prosecutor, Tanner having been both.
Yes.
He was both a prosecutor and a public defender.
He was chief prosecutor in the Florida Keys for quite some time.
That's incredible. And Just, I think you can't even put a price tag on that level of experience. Ian, similarly, many years of experience in the state attorney's office in Marion County. And then we have Yolanda Means now, many years of experience in the public defender's office here in Gainesville.
Yeah, she was also a prosecutor in Atlanta.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So she has both sides of the ledger.
Correct.
As well.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you have any questions whatsoever on a criminal defense matter or on a personal injury case for that matter, please give us a call today, 1-877-975-9825. 1-877-975-9825. Carrie, so give us the big answer on what we were talking
about.
Okay,
so I was giving a long-winded explanation of Miranda rights, which are grounded in the Fifth and Sixth Amendments, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and it states that you have a right to remain silent and you have a right to an attorney. Obviously, if you give a statement after being given these rights at the appropriate time, those statements may be admissible against you. So it does not, however, result in the arrest getting thrown out. Miranda only protects what's called custodial interrogation. And that means after you're handcuffed, after you're arrested, when the officer asks you questions that have to do with the investigation and you give answers, after you have been read the Miranda rights, those answers would be admissible. If they don't read you Miranda and they're asking you questions that are considered interrogative questions meant to elicit a criminal response, and they don't read you Miranda, then after you're arrested, you can move to exclude those statements that you give in response to those questions. But it's very narrow. It's not like the whole arrest goes away if you don't answer questions. If you're not read Miranda, especially if the arrest has to do with the officer's observations,
right,
not what the individual says.
So the bottom line is the misconception that, oh, my case is going to get thrown out completely because they didn't read me Miranda. That's wrong. And the movie was wrong.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's just like everything else. It's fictionalized Hollywood. Obviously, I always tell people to invoke their rights, their Miranda rights. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that your arrest is going to get thrown out.
Other evidence could be brought in. It suppresses the confession. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. I believe her name is Dora. Dora, hello. You're on Law Talk Live.
Good morning, Dora.
Good morning. I have a question. I have a granddaughter who is underage. She's in middle school, and I'm trying to find out. They gave her a trespass and actually arrested her. She's 11, and I was told by an assistant superintendent to bring her back to school on that day, which I did. And then they did this. I tried to contact the principal. I tried to contact the assistant principal. Nobody was available for anything. So I was told by the assistant to take her back, and I did. And they arrested her. I don't think I should be going through all this over their assistant superintendent telling me to take her back to school.
Well, the first question, that's a very interesting question. And my first question for you is, who is they? Was it the school resource officer? The school resource. So was it the sheriff's office? Were they working with the sheriff's office, the school resource officers?
Well, he's supposed to be the school resource officer for the sheriff's department. That's correct.
Okay. So.
And he, when I asked him, he said, well, the people there told him to arrest her.
Right. So the way it works in the state of Florida is that the...
Go ahead.
No, I I'm going to try to get you at least started off on the right foot here in terms of analyzing the situation. But the way it works in the state of Florida is that, you know, obviously if she's arrested, it's going to be a juvenile matter, but... in terms of the statutes that apply to juveniles, most of them apply to adults. They usually, are both applicable to whether you're an adult or a juvenile. However, with the trespass statute, the only way that you can be arrested is if you're given a warning prior to the trespass. So, the first thing I would do that's what I was going to get to is that the first thing I would do if I were you is to determine whether there was a written warning given to your daughter prior to being arrested for trespass. If there was not a written warning, then I think you have a very good chance of having the case dismissed under what's called a C4 motion to dismiss. She should be appointed a public defender. And I would tell her public defender, if there was no warning, have her file a C4 motion. A C4 motion is a type of motion to dismiss that is allowed under Florida state law that says if the facts of the case are not disputed and the law does not support the facts, then the court should dismiss the charges.
If I could chime in quickly on that a little bit, because I used to do some work in this area. Separate and apart from the penal, the criminal statutes, there also are. Well, I want to just throw this out there. I think we lost our caller, but there are juvenile statutes that deal with the school board statutes and so forth that deal with the procedures the schools are supposed to follow, especially if it's a first offense. And so she might be eligible for a diversionary program or many things. And often the school boards don't follow their own rules. Trust me, I know that from experience.
Yeah.
So there may be some alternatives.
So in terms of the trespass, if she was actually arrested, I think you've got a good game plan as to what to do moving forward.
Sure.
We had another call on the line, but I think we may have lost it. But
Cora, if you call back, please leave your name and phone number.
Yeah, you can reach us.
So we can send you a mug for calling in. It was an excellent question.
Very good question.
It really was. So
and if
please.
You if you want some more information, we will offer free consultations. You can reach us Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 1-800-373-8000. That's Meldon Law at 1-800-373-8000. We are back in the office, and we've got people manning the phones. So there's no reason not to call. There's free consultations, and you'll get answers to your questions.
We're going to take our second and final break for this half-hour program. You are listening to Law Talk Live, and we are live on the air today. Today is Saturday, we're the 28th, right? Or is it the 29th? 29th. Gosh, I can't believe we're at the end of January already. January 29th, 2022. We'll be right back with our third and final segment of Law Talk Live. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Gator Nation. I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most.
Hello and welcome back to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a Gainesville-based statewide law firm handling personal injury cases, victims of big truck crashes, car crashes, trip and fall, slip and fall, animal bite, any situation where someone is hurt, lives turned upside down due to the negligence of another. You need not call anybody else. Call us directly at 1-800-373-8000. And I am here on the live on the radio today with Carrie Meldon, partner, owner, attorney with Meldon Law. And we're talking criminal defense law, although I do believe we have a caller on the line, correct? We lost the caller. Okay. Well, call us back. We still got about 7-8 minutes left, and that goes to everybody out there. If you have a question for Carrie, whether it's on today's topic, which involves criminal defense and the Miranda warnings, whatever the question may be, give us a call, 1-877-975-9825. And just for calling, we're giving away a free Meldon Law Florida Gator mug. Hot and cold, keeps your coffee hot, keeps your drinks cold, whatever it may be, it's a great mug. Carrie, let's get back to the Miranda warnings topic. So you explained that a failure to properly administer Miranda doesn't necessarily mean your case gets dismissed, but what can a defense team do if there is a Miranda violation? What would you do if a client comes in, there's a violation of Miranda? What's the procedure for dealing with that?
Well, we'd move to suppress the statements that were illegally obtained by the police officers. It would be a motion to suppress, since it's based on constitutional protections, and the burden would shift to the prosecution to be able to show that the statements were not made in violation of the individual's Miranda rights. So there's some exceptions. For example, booking questions are generally not considered interrogation. In a DUI case, if the state, the prosecutor wants to admit evidence of slurring of speech, and they try to maybe introduce recorded booking questions, sometimes they can get those through without violating Miranda, because those statements that were made by the people who are arrested were not made in response to interrogation.
That's a great point. I want you to stick with that for a second. So the key point there is, even if a defendant, somebody who's, say, been arrested for alleged DUI, invokes Miranda, says, I'm not going to answer another question, I'm not going to say anything, I want my right to see an attorney, still the observations of that person's demeanor, slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, that can still get in?
Sure, they're not testimonial. The answer is yes. So, for example, in DUI cases, I've probably handled over 1,500 DUI cases in the past 15 years. Most of the time, the officers, upon arresting the person for DUI, do not read Miranda. And the reason they don't read Miranda is because they can only ask for a breath test after someone's handcuffed.
I see. Okay.
And so they don't want to confuse the individual by saying you have a right to remain silent. So they choose to not ask any questions that deal with interrogation, except for the question, would you give a breath test? And the answer to that question, yes or no, is not considered testimonial because it has to do with a physical act.
Let's stay on this topic of DUI, but shift gears a little bit. So with this vast experience you have, which is substantial, the 1,500 DUI cases, what advice would you give somebody who were to call you today and say, I'm on the side of the road, I'm being pulled over, this officer suspects or is claiming I'm DUI? What advice would you give that person as to what to say and not to say? Breath test, no breath test? What would you tell the person?
Well, it depends, right? I mean, the breath test machine, I've seen it. I've been to seminars where people have owned breath test machines. They've eaten pieces of white bread that apparently has yeast in it. And I swear to God, they blew like a 0.04. So,
no,
I mean,
kidding.
I don't know.
A slice of bread.
The question is, you know, is that, I don't know if that breath test machine was calibrated correctly or not. Hopefully it wasn't. But the answer is, number one, do you trust the machine? If you trust the breath test machines, which have been in circulation since 2005, 2006, they're about 15 to 16 years old in their computers. Then you hadn't had any alcohol, then go ahead and submit to a breath test.
You've got nothing to hide. In other words, if you know you haven't been drinking.
Well, I wouldn't say nothing to hide. See, that's where I take offense to that.
Okay.
Because I think people should be able to not cooperate with any investigation without having been accused of having nothing to hide.
Understood.
What I'm trying to say is that these instruments have been known to fail all the time. And what's worse than giving a confession, which is a breath test, and then having it pop up with a number that shouldn't be on there that's inflated, and then all of a sudden you've given a confession that's not a accurate confession. And that's my biggest concern, is people getting convicted of crimes they didn't commit. You know, I'd rather someone who was guilty be declared not guilty than someone who was innocent have to be punished for something they didn't do. And I think
totally agree.
That's what makes our system the best system in the world, is that we have the benefit of the doubt, that there's the burden is always on the state. And when you cooperate with the police officers, unfortunately, they have a job to do, and their job is not always in your best interest. Their job is not necessarily to get to the truth. Their job is to collect information, what they call facts, to determine whether or not there's enough probable cause to arrest.
And have a successful prosecution.
the prosecutor has to deal with whether or not they're going to follow up with the charges after the arrest is already made. All the police officer needs is what's called probable cause, which is a very low standard. It's just, you know, it's less than more likely than not that the person committed the crime. It's just, do they believe it probably happened? And the worst thing about DUIs is that it's an opinion-based crime.
I was just about to ask that, yeah.
You know, the officers have never met the individuals. I mean, we all have friends, uncles, grandparents that all act a little bit goofy sometimes. And you may be thinking to yourself, are they on something? And a lot of times they won't be on anything. And the officers have to make a guesstimate on the side of the road whether someone's impaired, when a lot of times people just get nervous. I mean,
they do.
When people get pulled over, they end up, their legs start shaking, they start feeling anxiety, they don't know if they should answer questions. And so my advice would be, if you're on the side of the road and you feel nervous, say, I'd love to cooperate with you because I'm innocent, but I want to speak to an attorney first.
Great advice. Yeah. That's just about all the time we have for today, and we got through that topic pretty quickly. If you have any follow-up questions for Carrie, call us anytime. Even though our hours are 8:30 to 5, you can call us at 1-800-373-8000. You can call us really 24/7. We have legal professionals available who will speak to you, whether it's about a DUI case, other criminal defense, or it's a personal injury case. Please give us a call, 1-800-373-8000. Carrie, it's a big day today. The Hogtown Fair is going on. I'm heading out there in a little bit. The Gators play Oklahoma State in basketball. Don't forget, everybody, about the giveaways we've got coming up for some big games, some Gator basketball and gymnastics. Go to our Facebook page, Meldon Law Facebook page, to apply for those tickets. And, hey, what do we say at the end of every show?
Go Gators!
Gators!
Okay.
Take care, everybody.
Live from the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.